You know, you're asking about Senator Randy Shannon. She's our U.S. Senator in the Republic of the United States representing Iowa. And she was actually hand-selected, you might say, by God Almighty.
That's Rowdy Templer. He's the Iowa Speaker of the House for the Republic of the United States of America, or RUSA for brevity's sake. Templer and Shannon are at the Coralville Village Inn enjoying free pie Wednesday. When they first met, Shannon asked Templer,
who in this room is, what was the word that I used?
I think impressed me the most.
Impressed you the most. Who in this event impressed you the most? And I thought for sure, because Rand Paul was in a room directly behind me, he would say Rand Paul. And when he said me, you know, I knew this was going to probably turn into something more.
That something more was a full conversion. In a nutshell, RUSA members believe that before the Civil War, Lincoln declared martial law and he never rebanded the government, so the federal government is not really a government. It's instead something RUSA calls the corporation. And Shannon is now a believer.
You know, it was the first, you know, mainstream political figure, whether she had been elected or not, to acknowledge RUSA as a viable alternative to the federal government when it is not.
That's Ryan Lenz. He's a senior writer for the Southern Poverty Law Center's Intelligence Project.
In the last couple of years, we've seen a complete explosion of sovereign citizen anti-government groups. RUSA right now is arguably the largest and most influential.
The sovereigns are generally way out there. They are under surveillance by the FBI, and they are known for stockpiling a lot of big guns. But Len says the magical thinking of RUSA appeals to those who feel like there's something fundamentally broken in America. He says it is not as big of a jump as it used to be for Shannon to say,
I'm not going to do this. I don't believe this government has a chance of fixing itself, so I'm going to try something else. And she went to the fringe, to the far fringe.
Well, you got to be careful when you use the term fringe, because much of the Republican Party has moved in the direction of the kind of Ron Paul libertarianism that's been so attractive to his followers.
Dennis Gulford is a political scientist at Drake, and he's got a point. Randy Shannon was a huge Ron Paul liberty candidate before she was a RUSA senator. Gulford says, much like evangelical fundamentalism, these political fundamentalists feel like we inhabit a fallen world.
And it's an attempt to talk about the need for a certain kind of absolute or a certain kind of certainty in a world of tremendous chaos when we've got all these problems and we just don't seem to know what to do.
He says that's why the fringe is moving to the middle. And that's something that Randy Shannon just might agree with.
A lot of these organizations that have popped up, Tea Party, Americans for Prosperity, the John Birch Society, these are sprouting from grassroots folks that are upset, that see what we have is wrong.
Most public reaction to Shannon has been to turn her into a joke and label her an extremist. But perhaps what's most interesting is how Shannon highlights a link between an outlaw group like the Sovereigns and an outlier like Ron Paul's Liberty Movement. Fringe is no longer at the edges, and the center, it seems, will not hold. In Coralville, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.